Welcome everyone here to the very last Sunday of the month of April. And I believe the Bible says better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. I believe that this Sunday shall end well for somebody in Jesus' name. The release of faith is our subject this morning, part two. The release of faith, part two. The objective is for us to understand the platforms for the release of our faith. What platforms exist for the release of our faith? Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. It says, "For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it." It was not mixed with faith. In the first service, we said that faith is a spiritual force in the heart of a person that must be released to produce result. It's a spiritual force. I added by saying that it is not enough to have faith in the heart. It is important to get the faith in the heart out. You get it out into the spirit realm. You get the faith in your heart out to confront the situations of your life. Very important. Many people have faith in the heart, but that faith in their heart has not produced any result. It is one thing to have salt in food, but it's another thing for the salt to taste in the food. Am I communicating? He said the word was not mixed with faith. Not that the faith was not there, but it wasn't mixed. Salt on one side of the food is useless to the food. It must be mixed with the food. One cube of sugar dropped into a cup of tea or whatever that is not stirred is useless to the whole thing. So that is how it is with faith. It is not enough that I have faith. It is important that the faith gets out. I said in the first service that faith is not just a possession, it is a demonstration. We don't just possess faith, we demonstrate faith. Faith is not just something to possess, it's something to demonstrate. And I want to add to that, in this service, faith is not just what you believe. Faith is how you behave. That's right. It is not just in your believing, it is in your behavior. You don't know a man of faith because of what he believes. You know a man of faith because of how he behaves. It goes into his speech. It goes into every action. It is like saying, you know that a man is intelligent by what he knows, but you know that a man is wise by what he does. Knowledge is information, wisdom is action. That is how faith is. In the realm of faith, it is not about what a man believes. It is about how a man behaves. So, turn your belief into your, when you turn your believing into your behavior, it affects your becoming. You believe it, you behave it, you become it. That is the faith equation. Faith is not just what we believe. Faith is how we behave to confirm what we believe. It is not just what we believe. It is how we behave to confirm what you believe. Because what you believe will reflect in how you behave. And I said that faith is visible. Faith in the heart can even be seen on the face. Hey! The same way you can see fear on the faith, on the face, you can see faith on the face. In Acts chapter 14 and in verse 8, Acts chapter 14 verse 8, all the way to verse 10, he said, "There sat a man at Lystra that was impotent in his feet. He was a cripple from his mother's womb. He never walked." The same person heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him. Paul was beholding this man and perceived. He saw that he had faith to be healed. He commanded him to stand upright on his feet. Say with a loud voice, "Stand upright on your feet." And he later walked. When you see a man of faith, what is in his heart reflects on his face. It reflects in his moves, the audacity of his moves, the audacity of his steps. Let me say it in summary. Faith is visible, audible, tangible. When you see a person of faith, with a man of faith, there is something to see, there is something to hear, there is something to almost touch. There is a visibility to faith. There is a tangibility to faith. There is an audibility to faith. Hallelujah. So those are the things we are going to be dealing with right now. How do I get? I believe that my God supplies all my need according to his riches in glory. I believe that the earth is the Lord's and his fullness thereof. I believe that God can do anything everywhere. How do I get that faith in my heart out into my situation? How do I get that faith into the realm of the spirit to make it produce result? Number one, it's by the prayer of faith. The prayer of faith. The prayer of faith. What is the prayer of faith? And almost everybody prays, but not everybody prays the prayer of faith. In 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 36, when Elijah was praying for fire to fall, that prayer was more like a calculus. It was a mathematical declaration. He said, and it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, "Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that you are my God, you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant, and that I have done all these things not because I want it, but I have done them at thy word." The prayer of faith is prayer based on revelation and conviction. It's revelation based prayer, the revelation of the word. Is conviction based prayer, conviction from the word. Ordinary prayer says, "Lord, I thank you because you are my God, And I want you to help me at this time, because I don't have any help from anybody. I need your help. That is a general prayer. It's not a bad prayer. But a prayer of faith approaches God on the grounds of light and insight and revelation. Lord, your word said to me, I will look up to the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth. Lord, the word says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and is safe. Lord, I am running in on the basis of your word. And I believe that your word can't fail. You can't fail. So I receive this. It is legal. The prayer of faith is prayer that goes beyond the expression of sentiments. It goes beyond the expression of mere wishes. The prayer of faith is the prayer that lays hold on the word. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody shout the Lord must amen. Somebody shout the Lord must amen. Lift your hands and say, Father, thank you. Today, I step in the realm of the prayer of faith. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 to verse 15. The Bible said, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And we know that if we hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. So the prayer of faith is praying the will of God confidently. Praying the will of God with confidence. You are standing before God and praying what you know is his will with confidence. It's not general praying. You express your faith at that place. And when God sees faith, he moves. John chapter 15 and in verse 7. He said, If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Somebody say aloud, amen. In 500 level medical school, I prayed the prayer of faith on my classmate who was in terrible pains from peptic ulcer disease. I was going to his room and I saw him on the bed with his chest like this, writhing in pain. I was the president of the Nigerian Conference of Christian Medical and Dental Students, my university chapter, before I became the national president. So I came and I saw him writhing in pain. And I looked at the scripture. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray for him, anoint him with oil. And the prayer of faith, verse 15, shall save the sick. And if he have committed sins, he shall be forgiven. So I did it according to scripture. I carried the bottle of oil. I was there as an elder, president of the Medical Student Fellowship. Anointed him with oil. And commanded that devil to check out. I commanded him to be healed in the name of Jesus. At the speed of light, he jumped up from the bed, touched his chest. He was whole. I am talking of over 3 decades ago. This guy was whole. From that time to the last time I met him, he was on the highest anti-ulcer drug. Cimetidine, ranitidine, and all the drugs. Maybe the next thing was to do a vagotomy. He was healed on the spot. Why did that happen? I approached heaven and that altar with the prayer of faith. I was not trying to prove a point. I was standing on existing scriptural protocol. Ah. on scriptural jurisdiction, legal grounds. I have a local standing. Your worship, I'm sure when somebody comes to stand before you and there is no locus, you knock out his case. Why are you here? Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? I wasn't proving any point. I wasn't pandering around. How do you call the interloper, they call it? No. There's an Medusa interloper. Yeah, I'm looking for the English version of it. I wasn't a busybody. I am an elder in the student church. In the student's church, I was the president. He said, let them call the elder of the church. Let them anoint him with oil. So I stood there and I did the anointing with oil. And I prayed the prayer of faith. And he stood up. Meddlesome interloper. I wasn't a meddlesome. I wasn't meddling. Am I communicating at all? That is what God is saying to us. That's the prayer of faith. There is faith in your heart, but push it out on that platform. On that platform of the prayer of faith. I said in the first service, don't rush to pray. Settle down with scripture to calculate your case. The relevant light and relevant scripture and relevant instruction and relevant promises that guarantee what a young man testified in the first service. After he got married, he was afflicted with all manner of afflictions. Later on, we found out that he was insane. They prayed for him on this altar. But somebody gave him like 57 messages. He went to the bookshop, got about 57 messages of the senior pastor. Preached since 2005. That is like 20 years ago. And listening to them until the last devil checked out. Everything cleaned out of his body. Business doors open. Everything exploded. Because he was able to gather, collect and connect the things that were needed. No. There are prayers that I write down in my note. I will line up the scriptures. Line up the light from the scriptures. And then approach the matter. I don't want to miss out anything. So I say it as it is lined up. I thought of it and I was talking with Papa Yedeko. And I realized exactly the same thing was his approach. He would write, okay, on the basis of this scripture, on the basis of that scripture, on the basis of this scripture, this devil is not supposed to be operating here. When you present this kind of position before God at the place of prayer, you present that kind of position, there is no devil that will tell you no. I see a change of story. So the prayer of faith number two is the decrees and declarations of faith. The decrees and declarations of faith. Isaiah chapter 43 and in verse 26. Isaiah 43:26. Look at what the Bible says. Say, put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou may be justified. Let us declare that thou may be justified. What is a place of decrees and a place of declaration? It is speaking the word by faith into the spirit realm and into your circumstances. Speaking it. That is, you are giving the faith in your heart voice. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 13. He said, we also, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore we speak. The faith in the heart comes out of the heart through your speech. God sees the faith in your heart, but he wants to hear it from your mouth and see it by your actions. Let me say this. Conviction must be backed by declaration in order to guarantee manifestation. It is true you are convinced, but have you spoken it? Somebody say amen. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. Take your seat and listen to this. What you believe is not believed enough until you have spoken. It's not believed enough. Supposing when God wanted to create the earth, he came and stood, and in his mind he said, I want light. He is God. He could have done everything. I want birds. I want fishes. I want everything. And he's just waiting. Everything will remain the same. Even God Almighty, who can do anything, had to give the faith in his heart voice. Let there be light. And there was light. Let there be the firmament of the sky. And there was. Let the waters and the land separate from each other. And it was. Is God speaking to anybody here? That is, what is not declared cannot be cleared. If you want anything cleared in the realm of the spirit, it must be declared. Hey! Hey! You give them clearance as you declare them. It's a law of faith. What things? Mark chapter 11 verse 23. Faith has a very, very big element of speech. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have what he said. Did you see that passage here? You think you are saying words, but in the realm of the spirit, you are speaking things. Look at that. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those words, is that what he said? Those words which he spoke, is that what he said? No, those things which he said. Words became things. What was audible can become tangible by your speech. When you started speaking, nothing may change. But maintain your stand. Maintain your position of declaration. God said it, it must come to pass. You maintain your stand. You maintain your posture. You maintain your position. When I say that we shall be going to the nations of the world and the world will be coming here. 20 something years ago, nothing looked like it. Am I communicating? That fire will come out of here and can ignite the world. It looked like nothing. I remember we were listening to a message the other day, my wife and I. And what we were hearing in the message is, we welcome people from Taraba State. Welcome people from Benue State. We had 14 delegates from Enugu State. Those are the kind of welcome we're doing. At that time we were talking nations, there was not one person from no nation. But nations will be impacted. Fire will go. Now in 1 year, we had over 100 and something nations visit the Glory Dome in 1 year. Over 100 and something countries. As at this time now, I'm sure we have had over 60-something countries already. The year has not ended. Nations are coming here. We are going to nations. Where was the last time you heard that somebody went to Pakistan for a crusade? Islamic Republic of Pakistan. Huh? Togo. The Togolese were so shocked. Say, Ima, is this Togo? Do you understand what I'm saying? We said that then. How many of you have your mobile phone here? Lift it up. Turn on your phone light. Well, do you know that about the year of 1999, the number of people who had phone in a church like this, maybe like 10. Money of that time, mobile phone, cellular, was 120,000 for one. To Raya. Huh? Motorola. And all those big, heavy-duty handsets. At that time, this tiny boy stood. I don't know what anybody was doing around the world, but I said, very, very soon. Everybody will so have phone until we tell people off your phone. That now phone is for rich people. Very soon everybody will have it. I wasn't aware, I was just talking. And I cannot say that what I said was responsible for the phone explosion everywhere. But I can know that I said it. And at that time it was impossible. Do you mean everybody will become a millionaire? That was what he sounded then. Do you mean everybody will become rich people and everybody will afford phone? He didn't appear how it will happen. But now, if you go to my village, small children, his phone, they have this little phone in the village there. The rural, the interior village. Somebody say amen. It doesn't matter how it sounds in the ear of anybody. If you are convinced enough from the word, say it. When you say it, they may laugh at you. They may think you are mad. They may tell. When Papa Yerepo was talking that of supernatural supplies, he had a Volkswagen, Kunkuru, Tuke, Ikenabo. That was what he was driving. Every time he drove it to church, the service had to, they had to pause the sound. Stop until the land craft arrives. Because he was making a lot of noise. So people began to mock him. Prospero. He said that God will make them rich, yet they don't have even nothing. Look at the car he's driving. They mocked him. The more they mocked, the louder he shouted. It's in scripture. Today is a picture of financial supernatural supplies. Am I communicating at all? Anything that what do you call it? The ark that is being constructed now. He told the church nobody should bring any offering towards it again. Because the money for it is already, everything needed is already bought. AC is on ground. Chairs are on ground. And the building hasn't finished. Do you understand what I'm saying? He said it then. He shouted it then. They mocked him, but it came to it. It has overcome to pass. Yours will come to pass. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout it loud to say amen. Say in the name of Jesus, I always have it the way I want it, the way I say it. All the time, I see my wife writing things and scribbling things and all of that. And then I said to her, what are you always writing, scribbling? She said, it is my prayer declaration. I decree it, I declare it. Then she gave me an example of the declaration. I am an excellent wife of an excellent husband. Everything is working for all manner of decrees. It's not today, 20 something years. Everything. So, some people may be looking at her. Why husband can't hit her? She is already tying the matter in the prayer. Every. Not today, oh. The Bible says, declare thou. So you give your faith expression at the place of declaration. Nobody will speak for you. Who will testify for me on judgment day? Oh, Jesus will testify for me. In this world, Job said, if I hold my peace, I will give up the ghost. So I have to speak. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
What to go away from here with is, what you believe is not useful until it is declared. Until it is declared. If it remains in your heart, it is useless until it is released from your heart. Either through declarations or actions. What is the use of power, electric power that does not power anything? What is the use of it? It is not useful until it is declared, until it is given expression. We have in the same spirit of faith. We have believed, so we speak. Give the Lord the praise. You can turn on your phone light now so you can preserve the battery. Declarations. Number three. Is positive actions of faith. Positive actions of faith. This is where you match words with action. You match words with action. The woman with the issue of blood is our prime example. Mark chapter 5, verse 24 to 29. And Jesus went with him, and more people followed him, and thronged him. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, was nothing bettered, rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. That was the action. See what she said. For she said, see, the faith she had, she both said it and acted it. She said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. And straight away, I said last and I will say again, that action is the switch of power. And straight away, the fountain of the blood dried. Action. Look at Mark chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 5. Again, he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. And straightway, many were gathered together in so much that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was carried by four people. And when they could not come near unto him because of the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. They broke the roof. And when Jesus saw their faith, I said earlier on that faith is visible. Faith is audible. Faith is tangible. Jesus saw their faith. The man was healed. That's the summary. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. When we were trusting God, look, because we came to the point in Area 1, for some of you who were there, our church in Area 1, where the place became overly congested. Just congested. First service, second service, third service, fourth service, fifth service, with overflow on the outside, then sixth service, with overflow outside. On a Sunday morning there, we had counted 50,000 in all the services together. Okay? And roads were jammed, parking space was an issue, nowhere to park cars. Even incidences about cars and so on. We had night vigil, rain will fall. So, when it is time for night vigil, I needed two faiths. Faith to trust God for no rain. And then the other faith for those who are coming to be healed. And I needed to direct my faith in one direction. If the vigil is coming, and around 5 or 6, the cloud is dark. Lord, it was, and the road already had chairs packed. So we needed to move fast. But we couldn't get the kind of land that could accommodate what we were looking for. We went to Karashi, we went to Gidan Zakara around Kefi side. While we were in that process, I began to make moves and act. I went somewhere and I saw that they had a campground, big ground, but they needed money to roof their campground. We released the money. Lord, we release this to these people who already have their land so we can get our own. Just began to make moves, act here and there. It was in the course of such actions that one day I called one of our property agents, because God had already shown me where the site would be, knelt him down, anointed him. Go to the airport road, look right, after so and so place, our land is there. Go and get it. Within 7 days, he came back with the land. I found the land. Do you understand? All were actions. Your revelation is confirmed by your action. Revelation must gain practical applicability in action. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you make moves, you act, you do things, and I'll come to that in the next point. I don't beg and I don't borrow. I don't look beggarly. I don't look for you to pity me and do things because of pity. I can receive things by favor, but not by pity. One day somebody came to me and said, I went to buy a car. And he brought the car, he bought Jeep. Red color, something. Like oxblood, like the color of the gown that they are wearing now. And he said, I saw another one there. And I was wondering whether you would like it. I just came to just let you know. That may appear innocent, but it is trying to position you in a beggarly posture. Yes, I want it. I don't mind it. For real. In my mind, I told myself, if you saw something and you know that you think I will like it, do you need my advice to get it? Do you need to clear with me or confirm with me? I looked at him and said, I'm not interested. At that time, not that I had that kind of cow. If you don't reject money, money will fear you. Hey! You know, I told you there is a way you have to behave to confirm me what you believe. To confirm what you believe. And that will correctly position you in the eyes of God, in the realm of the spirit. Are you hearing me? How many of you know Asokoro in Abuja here? I'm sure you know it's a big men's place. 20 something years ago, someone said to me, I have a Mercedes car parked in Asokoro. I feel like giving it to you. Can you send somebody to come and pick it? Me. Send. When was the last time the priest went to take the offering? Instead of the offering brought to the priest. Bible says now the weight of gold that came to Solomon, not that Solomon went for. I looked at him and I said, me, I should send somebody. You see, there is a way you should behave to show what you believe. I believe I am not a beggar. Don't pity me. Don't position me in a beggar position. And I have acted like that until I stepped into the reality. I have favors plenty, but none beggarly. The other day I just checked my phone and I saw an alert that somebody sent, not from this country. Plenty zeros. 7 zeros. Huh? And he didn't inform me or say I sent you anything. I had to send the message and say, I just saw a transaction alert. The Lord reward you. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. And the man said, amen, amen, amen. That's all. I didn't take it for granted. I didn't say, I deserve to be given. I appreciated him. Once I saw it, I appreciated it. And he received. That is how life should be. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm talking about? So, and you started from where you have nothing. You put yourself in the position where I can't be like this. There are people in church, after somebody testified, thank God, God gave me 8 zeros, 9 zeros. They will lay him at the car park. Start walking like... God bless you, bro. I heard your testimony. God is very good. God is very good. I just wanted to let you know that, in fact, we are serving a mighty God. We are serving a mighty God. And I want to congratulate you. The only challenge is that I have a little house rent problem. Or a little job issue. And they start talking. Why should you follow him to the car park? Why don't you trust God for God to do the same for you? Do you understand? For God to do the same for you. Don't misunderstand me. It's not that you cannot be helped. You can be helped. You can be assisted. But based on your revelation of the word of God, you begin to take certain postures, certain actions that confirm this is what the word is saying. Somebody say amen. I have had these kind of experiences plenty. And when God saw that this man respects his office, respects the oil, respects the calling, then he decided to handle him accordingly. I see somebody in a short while to come. It is money that will look for you. resources will look for you. You won't look for it, will look for you. Nothing will put you under pressure. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Give the Lord a praise. Positive actions of faith. Now there are two things I want you to know about. Positive actions of faith. What does it entail? Number one, I'm not going to repeat what I said in the last service, so please try and listen. Number one, positive action means acting in line with your belief, not in line with your reality. Your reality is opposite, but your belief, your reality is negative, but your belief is positive. You act in line with your belief, not in line with your reality, with your belief. This is the reality of my life now, but this is what I believe. I am not sick. Number two, all right, let me say, and then in the first service, there's something I said that I need to repeat. I said, it is resisting everything that stands in the way of your result. That is action. Resisting everything that stands in the way of your results. And listen to this. Many years ago, a woman was brought from Benin. She was carried into the aircraft, either, I think, on a stretcher, whatever, but brought out of the aircraft on wheelchair. She was rheumatoid arthritis. Swollen legs, swollen joints, almost crippled. Couldn't walk. So, her daughter brought her straight to Area 1 church. I prayed for her, but she was in the service. When I was preaching like this, that when the lepers were told to go and show themselves to the priest, they were not healed yet. But while they were going, they got healed. They had to resist the leprosy. Because as a leper, you are not meant to go see the priest. You are unclean. The leper has the bell. Unclean, unclean. You are not meant to mix with the crowd. But they are telling him to go. You know what I say then? What you are not resisting, you are assisting. Any situation of your life that is negative, if you are not resisting it, you are assisting it. And what you don't resist will persist. I said it there. Then I said what she quoted back to me. I said to her, if you believe you are healed, do what healed people do. And I finished preaching. Next week, the woman came on her feet, standing on her feet, with shoes. She couldn't wear nothing like shoe or cover shoe. She brought herself and said, Pastor, see me, I brought myself to show you. I said, what happened, ma? He said, you are the one who said, what you are not resisting, you are assisting. He said, you are the one who says, if you believe you are healed, do what healed people do. I did what healed people did, and this is, here I am. That is action. You act like you are in charge, when actually you are still trying to come up. You act like nothing spoiled. You refuse to look depressed and harassed. You refuse to look depressed and morose. You decide to put the sunshine on your face. Hey! One young lady said, all this year she has not gotten married, and she feels bad that she's not married. So she's frowning her face, worsening her case. Because nobody wants to come close to disaster. You know what to do? Look at the mirror. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Look at scriptures. Look at anything that will bring the sunshine to your soul, that will make you happy, then you walk out with your best dress. My wife knows I don't have Christmas dress. If you... I will wear the best one today. What about tomorrow? Tomorrow, the one for tomorrow will come. I was the one who taught her how to appear her best all the time. Because she was a bit conservative. So I said, I appear like this because I don't know who I will meet. If I step out now and say the president of America wants to see you, good to go. Good to go, just good to go. I don't need to go back home and change and call. Or you have a crowd of diplomats or people who want to hear a 5-15 minutes charge. Good to go, let's go. Where are they gathered? I think one day we went out together like that. And then we went into an occasion or something. And she was not as sharp as I was. I said, okay, no wonder. I know how, why you do this thing now. I would be like, do you understand what I'm saying? And you have the sunshine on your face. You have the smile on your face. How many of you know that if you look good, you feel good? I am not talking theory, I'm talking from experience. Alright? And then you just hit the road running. I mean, doors open for you. Compliments everywhere. And then wait, look like... Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. Hallelujah. Positive action means acting in line with your belief, not with your reality. And number two, it is preparing in every way to receive your expected results. You are preparing in every way. The result is not there, but you are prepared for it. People trusting God for the fruit of the womb have gotten baby things. They are doing many, many things. It preparing for the results that is to come. I don't have a car yet, but I will soon get a car. So I don't need to wait to get a car before I have a driver's license. I'm talking to somebody here. You learn to drive. You got your driver's license. You don't have $1 yet. You went and opened a dollar account. Sir, GTB, Zenith Bank or whichever bank. What does it take to open? I want a domiciliary account. You say, which currency? Dollar, pound, euro. They open 3 accounts for you. You send, change some naira's. Deposit $1 in this one. Two pounds in this one. 1 euro in that one. Why? I must have the dollars. I must have the euros. He said, the Lord shall command the blessing on my storehouses. If I don't have a storehouse, where would the blessing go? Supposing the blessing is coming in dollars. Somebody meets you and says, can I have your dollar account? You say, which one? This is how you don't wait for the future to happen to you. Happen to the future. When you wait for things to happen, you wait. Last night, Vigil, I said, you don't wait for things to change. You move for things to change. You don't wait for things to change. You move for things to change. You don't wait for things to change. You move for things to change. There are moves you make. Dr. Misamencha will remember when I tore my checkbook 20-something years. How many years ago? I don't know. And I wrote $1 million on the check. When you don't even have what? Said, I should be able with time to have this kind of amount and possibly drop it in an offering for God. Unbelievable figures then. 100 million. Billion. Pull the empty check, write it, and stick it here and there. Let the eye see so the head can correct. Do you understand what I'm saying? You don't wait for the future to happen. You happen for the... Before we saw the kind of crowd we saw in Pakistan, the pictures were everywhere. Rehabonki Crusades. The pictures were everywhere. 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 You put forth the actions that confirm what you believe. And then you proceed. Now we go everywhere in the world at will. Not having to wait for boarding pass, this and that. Somebody said that if we are to do 3 crusades in 1 week, how do you follow commercial airlines for that to happen? The crusade has passed before they announce your boarding. Some people were flying a flight. The flight was meant to be, I think, 3 p.m. They traveled by 3 a.m. the next day. It was 7 a.m. of tomorrow. They were in the airport till 7 a.m. of tomorrow. I will not explain to you the detail of how such movements are possible right now. I won't. But I knew that one day I took a little amount to my father in the Lord when they got a new aircraft. And I said, I may not have money to buy aircraft, but maybe this can buy aircraft tire. This is my seed to this airplane. Then I realized that suddenly, you are going for a crusade? The first Uyo crusade we went, 3 aeroplanes were there, brought by 3 different people, waiting to pick us back. One said, you flew their own, can you fly our own back? You flew their own to go, can you fly our own to come back? Am I communicating at all? So these are actions that you put forth for the moment. And in time to come, the returns begin to come in different ways. But if you are going to get an outcome in life, you must put forth actions. Lift up your hands and say, Father, I receive the grace for the right action at all times. I receive that grace in the name of Jesus. Let's round off. Number 4 is finding out your responsibilities. I'm not going to go in detail because I entered it from the last point. The acceptance of world responsibilities, functioning in obedience to the word of God. Let me give a summary so that I can run to the last point and then we'll pray. What does this mean? It means identifying demands of Scripture. Obeying demands of Scripture. To prove that you believe in the promises and provisions of God. Say that again. Identifying demands of Scripture. Obeying demands of Scripture. To prove that you believe in the promises and provisions of God in Scripture. That is faith. Identify. Because every provision comes with demands. You identify the demands of Scripture. You obey the demands of the Scripture to prove that you believe in the promises of God. You believe in the provisions of God for your life. That is faith. That's giving faith expression. How many of you know what happened to Isaac? Genesis 26, verse 12 to verse 14. Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year 100-fold And the Lord blessed him. And the man was great. And went forward. And grew. Until he became very great. For he had possession of flocks. And possession of herds. And a great store of servants. And the Philistines envied him. If you read only this place, you will begin to say, Lord, what you did with Isaac, do with me. Until you read verse 1 to verse 4 of Genesis 26. There was famine in the land. Beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, the king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. Keep going. And the Lord appeared unto Isaac and said, go not down to Egypt. Dwell in the land that I will tell you of. Remain in this land. And I will be with you and I will bless you. Verse 12 to verse 14 only happened when Isaac followed this instruction. Am I communicating at all? Oh, remain in this land. So, there is something God will always say to do something in somebody's life. It is when you say what God has said for you to do that you confirm that you believe God. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Okay, supposing I tell somebody here, can you come along with me for a 7 days fasting and at the end of that 7 days fasting, I'm going to trust God to pray an impartation for you that will turn around things in your life positively beyond where you are. You say, thank you. Thank you. After that, you disappeared. I didn't see you again. You didn't do the fast. Then you return back and say, I have come for the prayer. I say, what prayer? You say, the prayer you promised me. You promised that you will pray for me. I say, are you quoting to me the promises? What are the premises? The promise is on a premise. The promise has surrounding. What surrounds it? I said, fast along with me for 7 days. And after the 7 days, I'll pray an impartation for you. You went and ate for 7 days. Because me, I don't like food. And you came for the prayer. That is what many of us do with God. We quote the promises. We bypass the premises. We claim the promises. We dodge the demands. The real faith is not looking for promise to quote, but looking for demands to obey. Real faith is looking for the instructions to obey. Because you don't need to beg God. Just, this is what God said, and I did it. Something is changing for somebody. If you are the one, say a louder amen. If you are the one, say a louder amen. Husbands, love your wife. I love you, you hear?
Thank you.
Wife, submit yourself to your own husbands.
I do.
So when that is done, I love God. I love my wife. She loves God. She submits to me. And when necessary, he says, submit yourself one to another. When the man needs to bend on certain matters, he also bends. Then we don't need any prayer for marital harmony.
That's right.
Lord, devil is attacking us. You say, no, you are attacking yourself. You are too brutal against your wife. You are kind to everybody apart from your household. You smile for everybody. From the entrance of your house, you start frowning. And you are a good man in the office. A good man in another place, but not at home. And madam, you respect everybody else, including your boss in the office, except your husband. You say one, you say the other. To say one is to say the other one. Do you understand? Some of us grew in the village to some extent. So we have some village. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So there are things that are just actions. It will be wrong for me to be praying for money. I will instruct the devil to take off his hand from my resources. But Lord, give me money, give me money. It's not a prayer. It's an action. It's an action to take. I discharge my covenant obligations. I put my hand to work, because he will command the blessing on the work of my hands. Not that I sit down lazy at home. And they say, why are you sitting down? You say, have you not read Philippians 4:19? My God shall supply. Philippians 4:19. And he's quoting it like he wants to do 4:19. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. See, I'm carrying Bible. I need to pray in tongues. And he will supply my needs. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Masha koko bagada sita kalama. Say, are you submitting your CV anywhere? He said, me to submit my CV? It is them that should come and receive my CV. Do you understand what I'm talking about? And he's waiting, sitting at home, for roasted chicken to fly into his mouth. And he will wait without season. Because God is a God. God is not a magician. He's a God of principles. So I discharge my covenant obligations. I refuse laziness. I am aggressive. I put my hands to work. I don't need to pray and beg for money. Am I communicating? So there are things that are actions, not prayer points. Action points. And that is why every time we sit in church and you are taking down messages, you identify your actions. These are scriptural demands. God said, if you do this, I will do this. If you do that, I will do that. And the result will come. And the principle works everywhere. Whether it's in Lusaka, Zambia, or Nairobi, Kenya. Everywhere it works. Finally, it is the praise of faith. The praise of faith. Romans chapter 4 and in verse 20. The Bible says, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20. 2 Chronicles 20 and verse 20. And they rose up early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. Verse 21, and when they had consulted with the people and appointed the singers unto the Lord, and that they should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. When they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushments. Now so, what is the praise of faith about? Two things. In the praise of faith, we are praising God to get him into action. That was what they did. In 2 Chronicles 20 and in verse 20 to 23. Your faith says, I am going to praise God until God moves into action. Because the Bible said God inhabits the praises of his people. That's the praise of faith. But the second, and that's 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20 to 23. Second is very important. The praise of faith is praising God in advance for what you are sure he will do. You are convinced on the basis of scripture that he will do it. You are praising God in advance. In John chapter 11 and in verse 41. John 11 and in verse 41. And they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. I thank you that you have heard me. Not that you will hear me. He has not prayed for Lazarus yet. But he is thanking God because he already heard him. The Lord has answered my prayer. He has heard me already. Archbishop Benson, that was our blessed memory. That's one of his songs. Sings it with passion. He has answered my prayer. There's no need to worry. The Lord has answered your prayer. Your business is coming. He's answered your prayer. Your business is coming. Do you understand? That is, you are sure. Okay, let me ask you a question. Supposing you know somebody who is a multi-billionaire. You know, he's a multi-billionaire. That is, he has the resources. Number two, you know this multi-billionaire has a track record of compassion, charities. He does things for people. Number three, you know this multi-billionaire has integrity. He will not say anything. I will give you money. And he changes his mind. You know those three things. He has the ability. He has the compassion. He has the integrity. Now, if that multi-billionaire said, take this check, it's blank. Any amount from $20 million down that you need, write it and cash it. What will you do? You write the $20 million, right? What else will you do? Huh? What will you do? You will go to the bank. No, but what is the right thing to do? Is that not the most polite thing to do? Is what? Thank you, sir. In Nigeria, you will lie down. Dobalize. Dobale. Yes, sir. What? My whole family has changed. My generation has changed. What will I do? Dance, you will jump. Lie down, hold his leg. How many of you know people who do like that? How many people in this circumstance will say to the billionaire, wait for me, let me go to the bank and confirm first that what you are saying is true before I know what to do to you, say to you. Is that how you will do it? You don't need to wait for the money to enter your account because number one, the man has the capacity. Number two, he has a track record. Number three, he has the integrity. Does that sound like God to you? Does God have the capacity? Does he love you enough? Does he have integrity? Will he say anything and not do it? So what are you waiting for? Why don't you praise him in advance? Hey! Stand on your feet with a louder shout of praise. Stand on your feet with a louder shout of praise. The loudest shout of praise. Every of his promises is bankable. It's bankable. It's bankable. Already signed by the Holy Ghost. And you can rely on it. Thank you, Lord. Did Lazarus come back or not? Before he prayed the first prayer, he already thanked God for the resurrection. Faith people don't wait for results to happen before they celebrate it. They celebrate results into happening. They celebrate their results before they arrive. They make God feel good about his integrity. They make God feel good about his character, about his ability, because they brag on God even when they haven't seen the results. Many of us are in that realm. Hallelujah. 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 The way I dance here is the way I would dance in the tiniest church in the world. How many of you have watched it? I went to one of our churches many years ago. I think that church is like one third of the size of this altar. Before you enter the church, you have finished entering the church. That was one of our locations at the beginning. They were renting a little hotel, something. When I was dancing and preaching my heart out, as if I was preaching Abuja Stadium, The pastor's wife said to the husband, "What is going on? Is this these few people that pastor that he's preaching and sweating like this and dancing like this? I don't know how to do it otherwise. For me, there is a wiring. There is an intrinsic automaticity." It is in it. It just manifests anywhere. Crowd is 1 billion. Crowd is 10. He said, are you following what I'm saying here today? And I want you to make up your mind that you are not going to let weather affect your actions. You are going to act. Now, you are going to give God 7 minutes of celebration. We are almost out of time. But celebrating God ahead of the things you are expecting. April has not ended yet. There are things that will still happen in this month of April. And they will happen for you. Lift your hands and thank the Lord. And I feel like telling you to just help me congratulate how many people? 10 people? 15 people? Just shake your hands and tell them congratulations for your testimonies that are coming. Congratulations for your change of story. Congratulations for your testimonies that are coming. Congratulations for your testimonies that are coming. Congratulations for your testimonies that are coming. Congratulations, 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 congratulations. Likos that Efridami Sorana Hazarista. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. We give you the worship. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elion. Blessed be your name. Wave your hands and give him the praise. 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 Wave your hands, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. Lift your hands and let's say one or two prayers before we proceed. Can you lift your hands? Did you identify those prayers that you prayed in the first service? Yes, that's right. Lift your hands and say after me. Say, Father.
Father.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For your word.
For your word.
To me this morning.
To me this morning.
I come before you.
I come before you.
Asking.
Asking.
That you help me.
That you help
to me. Release my faith.
To release my faith.
To see desired results.
To see desired results.
I receive the grace.
I receive the grace.
To function in faith.
Oh
Lord. In the name of Jesus. Again, Father.
Father.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For your word.
For your word.
To me this morning.
Me.
I come before you.
Come before
asking
you.
That you help me.
To
release my faith. To see desired results. I receive the grace. To function in faith, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Go ahead, open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Lift your voice. One of our members just said to me, he said, that foundation member 28 years ago, when I gave the prophecy about the phone, that somebody near him got angry. Somebody who sat in church got angry. You know, many, many years ago. Was it this service I mentioned the phone issue?
Yes, sir.
Right. Somebody got angry there. It's not possible. How? I hope the person is alive today to know it is possible. Lift your voice and say, Father.
Father.
I ask that you open me up.
That you open me up
to the relevant actions,
the relevant actions
of faith,
of faith
that will produce desired results in my life. Help me to know and see the actions, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Again, Father, I ask that you open me up to the relevant actions of faith that will produce desired results in my life. Help me, Lord, to know and see the actions, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Go ahead, open your mouth.
about and pray.
We can have the same results if we have the same routine. We can have the same outcome if we have the same action or similar action. We can have the same success if we have similar schedule. There's nothing like something for nothing in the realm of the spirit. If God said, go on assignment for me, whatever you ask in my name, I will do. Try God. So lift your hands now and say, Father,
Father,
I receive the grace,
grace
to obey your word,
to obey your word,
in soul winning,
in soul winning,
and in rescuing the lost.
Rescuing the lost.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I receive your grace,
I receive
to
grace
to obey your word,
to obey your word,
in soul winning,
in soul winning,
and in the rescue of the lost.
Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
go ahead and speak to God.
Jesus,
the Lord heard and answered us in Jesus' name. Let's pray for our nation. Say, Father,
Father,
we pray for our nation,
we pray for, our nation,
for Nigeria.
Nigeria.
We ask that the blood of Jesus, will arrest,
the demon
of bloodshed,
of banditry,
of terrorism.
We ask
for the judgment
of every collaborator
and every sponsor
of bloodshed
in Nigeria,
Lord,
in the name of Jesus. Again, Father,
we pray
for our nation,
Nigeria.
We ask
that
the blood of Jesus
will arrest
the demon
of bloodshed,
of banditry,
of terrorism.
We ask
for
the judgment
of every collaborator
and every sponsor
of bloodshed
in Nigeria,
Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Go ahead, open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
The Lord heard and answered us in Jesus' name. Wave your hands and give him the praise. I'm sure we shall still be able to achieve up to 7 minutes of celebration. I want you to praise God for what he has already done. Not for where you are, but something drastic you will testify about before this month is over. Are you ready? If the place you are there is time for you, still be successful.
I pray for everyone here today. Whatever you have celebrated for, whatever you have thanked God for, whatever you have danced for, I declare it is established. The Lord hear you in every day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend you and grant your heart's desires. In Jesus' precious name. Please take your seat 1 minute. We have 2 or 3 testimonies that we can start there because of time. I realize we have dedications today, right? Right, we do. And we have to do that now. Now, anywhere you are this morning, you've heard the word of God, powerful, impactful word, and you want God to change your story. You want your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day in your life. You're saying to me, Pastor, I've heard the word. I know my life is not right with God. I need forgiveness for my sins. Place your hand on your chest and pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus. Say it louder. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.